Blog Talk Radio.
Apologies for not broadcasting on yesterday. The topic was scheduled to be if we need a sales tax increase in Jackson, Mississippi, the city of Jackson. And apparently the citizens and those who are eligible to vote in the city of Jackson figure, yes, we do. Heck yeah. Because it passed, the sales tax increase by 1 cent. In the city of Jackson did pass. I did not vote yesterday either, but I think it's a good thing. That's my opinion. And so this is a 20-year plan, and hopefully, I mean, it's effective on the 1st, and hopefully it works out just fine. We can get busy on working on much-needed things need to be done in the city of Jackson, and congratulations to Mayor Chokwe Lumumba and his administration, and congratulations also to the city. But then also, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg because there are other measures and other things that we need to do to improve the infrastructure here in the city of Jackson. But this is a good, positive step forward. You know, I was in between, you know, but like a lot of people said, well, what's 1 cent? And if it's really going to go to where it's needed to go and where the plan is for it to go, then I'm all for it. But then at the same time, a lot of citizens on both sides of the, you know, political parties, citizens that were concerned that, okay, we always hear this. Of, you know, just in politics, period, and on all levels, that money's going to go somewhere and it doesn't go where it's supposed to go. So that's what I heard from people. People were concerned that, okay, well, let's pray that it goes where it needs to go and not elsewhere, because, you know, same song. But we believe that it's going to go to the right places and all of that. So congratulations. We need, we're getting the streets resurfaced here now anyway, but we need a new sewer system. And we've been in a new sewer system for decades. And so finally that will get done. And my thing is we need to attract more people to the city of Jackson. It's like Monday when I talked about New Orleans business and tourism, and we need to come up with a plan, effective campaign to attract businesses to return and to come within the city limits of the city of Jackson. I'm 45 years old, and in my younger days and into the 90s, Jackson was really a very hot, popular, medium-sized, deep-sized city, capital of Mississippi. But when it comes to e-commerce and to economic development, we're a growing city, but at the same time, we're watching other cities blossom, which is a good thing. They have the metropolitan, that's why it's the metropolitan, they have a metropolitan area blooming, but it should be well balanced with the capital city and the surrounding area. People should have a reason to come to Jackson. Also, we should have, we're the capital, for a historical city, like a, you know, many museums and tourist attractions, but we need to find our niche. We need to attract businesses, entrepreneurs, corporate offices, where businesses will bring their offices and headquarters to Jackson. And retailers, the retail industry is hot outside of Jackson. And I, you guys know, I grew up in the retail industry, studied the retail industry, a degree in, you know, to study, live and breathe sales and marketing. And we're watching new malls and malls get renovated and shopping areas and outside of Jackson just blossom. We're watching certain businesses leave the Jackson area, city of Jackson, and go to the other cities. And not complaining, but we need to attract businesses to return to Jackson, or new businesses to come, and or new businesses to come to Jackson. And I think that would be really good, and that would definitely help us in spending, in having money to take care of things that we need to take care of, and to invest in future projects. And the sales increase, this is a 20-year plan. So this will be in effect also after Lumumba, if he has a second term. So that means 8 years. If he has 4 or 8 years, regardless, this will still be in effect. And so I had to think about administrations afterwards, too, and think about the where will the city be in 4 years, in 8 years, in 12 years, you know, really. And so it's a good thing. But, and I'll share more information with you. And like yesterday, I was going to go in detail and talk about certain things, and maybe I hope maybe some people will call in. But it has passed, so we all can take a sigh of relief. And it's a good thing. One thing I love about Chokwe, Mayor Lumumba, is, I mean, he's always been a community activist, been a lawyer. He's for the people. You know, when I met Tupac at one of his events at Tougaloo College 20 years ago. And he's always about the people. We the people. And so instead of saying, hey, the city council and I are going to vote for you people, if you're going to have a tax increase or not, he put it in the hands of the people to vote on it. And the people decided yes. It's most, if not all, the precincts. I remember looking at the looking at the news, looking at Twitter, looking at different media follow-ups regarding if it was passing or not. And out of 90 precincts, I think 80 had all of the districts were yes. So all the districts probably voted yes for this. But the people had the right on yesterday, the privilege to go to the polls and exercise their right to vote. I did not go vote. I have reasons that I didn't go out and vote, but you know, I figured it would pass. There's something that needs to be done. But again, thank you. This is Matters of the Heart Wednesday, and the topic is, who are some of the best dating advice podcast hosts out there? There are some good ones, and there are some that I need to catch up on myself. Patty Sandra, who I love her, the millionaire matchmaker, you know. To be honest, I really do take her advice. Not that I'm out there, but, you know, it's important for people to take her advice. She gives good, like, old-fashioned good advice. And it's not all about, like, millionaire or whatever. You never know. I might become a millionaire in a couple months. You never know. You know, you never know. We never know. We know, you know, anything. But it's not about if you're a millionaire, not when it comes to her advice. It's about getting meeting up with that perfect mate, that perfect match, being compatible, because that's not what it's all about. But she has a podcast, and I need to check out her podcast. I was she was answering questions and tweets the other day, and She and I have always networked throughout the years online on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. And it was amazing. They were talking about when bi guys, when straight women like bi guys and gay guys, you know, and it was the response, the way the Twitter conversation was going was just amazing. But then they were talking about other things, too. But people were just asking questions about me. Straight women are just in awe of, like, bi guys and straight guys and stuff like that. And I was just letting Peyton know that she rocks, you know, with her advice and stuff. And she was like, cool. But, again, they're amazing. Dr. Drew always gives pretty good advice. And there's many others. So we'll go through some of the best podcasts, dating advice podcasts and other topics. And feel free to chat with me and call in and if you might host a podcast here on Blog Talk Radio regarding dating advice, because there are many dating advice podcasts here on Blog Talk Radio, too. I would say some of my favorites are right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I could just go on. But it's so many, to be honest. My mind is, honestly, I'm doing a Rick Perry, my mind is going blank on the ones here on Blog Talk Radio because I listen to many of them. I listen to different genres of talk radio shows here on Blog Talk Radio because they're just amazing. Blog Talk Radio is just a blessing, isn't it? But thank you again for tuning in. I won't just keep going on, but it's been a lot of hot topics going on. Very concerned and definitely praying for Justin Bieber. I know his mother's just like, oh, my God, praying for her. Kanye and Kim, that's just, you know, that right there. You know, you guys really realize that God could have done more than just what he said, you know. Thank God Kanye was nearby too, right? That's something. Sharon Osbourne said in the talk, she said, I usually do not agree with Kanye West. But she said, on that one, I agree with him. But these unfolding stories, the 12-year-old, bringing a gun to school and shooting two of his schoolmates in New Mexico. Oh, man, that is just something. We have to keep praying and just being supportive of each other and taking action, positive action, so we can continue to live positive lives in 2014 and in the future. Man, you never know how the day will go. But, man, this is something. I'm on the speechless. But, again, I won't just go rambling on and rambling on. Here's a continuation of Prince, Third Eye Girl. Remember Prince, Super Bowl Sunday, New Girl.
Seriously. Yesterday, I saw you kicking it with another girl. You was all wrapped up around her waist. Last time I checked, you said you left the dirty world. Well, it appears that wasn't the case. Hey, I see you're undercover like the CIA. Snatching little wigs from another cat. That's French. I guess a man's only good for a rainy day. Maybe you're just another beauty lady at the cabaret. Great, child, who even saw you in the past before we saw me? Nothing like you ever last for eternity. I got the receipt, babe, but where's the guarantee? I forgot, Vegas is Christmas tree. You never cursed your lips, bearded lady. Don't wait, baby. Last time I checked, glad you left the dirty world. Well, it appears wasn't the case. Hey, I see you undercover like the CIA.
I'm supposed to be out.
No more rainy days. Just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Now, just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Now, just another bearded lady at the cabaret. Now, just another.
Okay, Prince. I guess a man is on a good for a rainy day. Prince, you're good any day in my life. You know this. Speaking of Prince, Super Bowl Sunday, new good. That's the festival headliner. 4th of July weekend, New Orleans. Remember, and tonight, American Idol returns. I am so excited. Most definitely. I mean, really, my goodness. I just know on Twitter, I'm like, all these years, though, I'm in the state of Mississippi, deep south. A lot of talent down here. Kelly's from Texas, south, southwest. Reuben, Alabama. Man, a lot of winners and finalists are from the deep south. Skyler represented us very well a couple seasons ago from Brandon, right outside of Jackson. But I'm so surprised that, that a Mississippi native or a person living in Mississippi has not won Idol. I'm just so shocked because there's a wealth of talent here. And so I'm just so surprised at all these seasons. There's 13 seasons beginning tonight. It's super, super exciting. Cannot wait to see all the talent from the nation, of course. And cannot wait to see Ryan, the man himself, the one and only. And, of course, Jennifer Lopez is back. Mm-hmm. That is so awesome. And we have Randy in a whole another role. And Harry Connick Jr., who speaking of the Deep South, a New Orleans native. And we have Keith Urban this returning. So this is going to be, I mean, it's going to be, I can't wait to see the vibe of it. You know, each season has a different type of vibe. And it's always good and positive. And Ryan said he's going nowhere. You know, whenever you see interviews or he's questioning about his longevity with the show, he's like, I'm going nowhere. I'm here. This season, next season, I'm here. So that's really good. And the set of the show probably has a lot. You know, the talent is good and the show is good. But, you know, when Mother and I watch different shows, if it's game shows or TV shows or award shows, it was so important to have the flow, you know, how the host is projected and how the show is just carried on. So I really, and I guess, and Fox and the producers of Fox know this too, that the success of the show is really has a lot to do with Ryan Seacrest too, how awesome he is as a host and producer, you know, really. So, you know, and I thank you too, Ryan, for networking with me and being so supportive. He tunes in and listens to the show, you know, once in a while. I'm about to cut the track and tape report. So thank you, because I like to promote and play a lot of new talent, also an underground and indie talent. So I'm going to work on my diversity also. So you never know. Maybe an artist that I play on my show will one day be on the American Idol or The Voice or other shows that we have out there. So you think you can sing or whatever. But I'm going to up my game on the diversity of the artists that I play also. I try to my best to, you know, to play music that I like and that many of you like and those artists that I personally know and those that I effectively network with and who send me quality music and, you know, want me to play their music or want to be guests on the show. So I'm looking forward to seeing tonight's premiere of the 13th season of American Idol. Call an interview with J-Lo with Ryan and official L&K yesterday on iHeartRadio, Kiss FM 102.7 LA. And it was an amazing interview also. But again, thank you for tuning in. I just wanted to remind you all, but I'm sure you already knew this, that the premiere is tonight. But here's Draft from New Orleans, and then we'll talk about the top, some of the more popular dating advice podcast hosts out there. It's Draft. Love this guy. Just you know, seeing him on different shows, and he was real popular on MTV at one time. And I'm talking about Dan Savage. He has the SavageLoveCast.com. He usually gets on, like, our favorite talk shows. Bragging Rights, Love and Sex Advice in America's Sweetheart, Savage Love Cast, weekly call-in advice podcast, and it was created by Dan Savage in 1996. And as an author, sex advice columnist, and I read his articles in Seattle, in Seattle's newspaper, and public speaker. Savage covers every angle when it comes to dating, sex, and love. Savage was probably best known for finding the It Gets Better project, brings his well-known humor to topics like We Know What Women Really Want. And you can check his podcast out at SavageLoveCast.com. Then there's the Dating Advice Girl, DatingAdviceGirl.com. Bragging Rights, helping singles get the most out of life. And we all want to live our lives to the fullest, right? Our love life included. The Dating Advice Girl podcast comes from Aaron Tillman, an author and single life consultant who co-hosts the weekly dating advice show out of L.A. From Cougars to Co-Ed Living, listeners can stream the show live and interact by phone, email, or Twitter. Topics are always modern, including not letting your smartphone sabotage your dating life. We know what that means, right? Uh-huh. Put that phone away. Pick up podcasts. Pickuppodcast.com. The Bragging Rights Bar. Learn from a diverse mix of experienced mentors. Presented by The Art of Charm, Pickup Podcast is an ensemble show featuring dating coaches, relationship experts, best-selling authors, and other professional badasses. This is where self-motivated guys truly learn from the best. AJ and Jordan Arbinger lead the weekly discussion, which often features the latest tips from attractions experts, art faction, and image consultants. And you can visit them at pickuppodcast.com. Then there's the Dating Skills Review. Are they bragging rights? A number one men's source for dating and more. So you guys, this one's for you. It was launched in 2009. Dating Skills Review is a lively podcast that offers men practical tips for a better love life. Topics like how internet porn can damage your inner game and sexuality. Some women, we probably need to check that out too. You know, women like porn too. Find the edgy truth in a world complicated by social media. And they stand by the creed. Everything we do here is about helping men. You know, I like it when some shows or topics are gender, you know, geared towards a certain gender, you know, right? So some things is all, you know, it should be like a guy's night out, girl's night out, you know? So everything we do here is about helping men to get better with women faster. You know, sometimes you need to speed it up. Sometimes some of us need to slow it down, but sometimes you need to speed it up, do things faster. So that's what Dating Skills Review is all about honing your skills. You might, you know what to do. You might know everything. But, you know, we all can hone our skills, right, in our dealing with people, in our relationships. So datingskillsreview.com is for you guys. And then there's Carlos Zuma. CarlosZuma.com. CarlosXuma.com. Black and white. Get the woman you desire with the real you. You know, not putting up a front. Really being the real you. This is what this podcast is all about. Carlos Zuma's weekly advice podcast brings his extensive know-how on wooing women to a sizable online audience. Speaking the international language of love, quite fluently, Zuma likes to focus on the nuts and bolts of dating, such as improving basic seduction techniques and finding creative hotspots for first dates. He's also developed a specific strategy for utilizing social media. So visit him again at the website to check out his podcast at Carlos